With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma County Clerk is holding a protest hearing on Thursday for a recall attempt against Montezuma Cortez School Board member Lance McDaniel. It's the next step after a petition gathered enough signatures supporting the recall, which organizers are basing off McDaniel's social media use, including his support of progressive causes. Dana Jensen submitted one of the letters of protest and is part of a group opposing the recall. She says the petition is highly subjective and misleading with its claims.
It has been a systemic witch hunt against Mr. McDaniel based on his liberal views.
The public hearing will be held in the commissioner's hearing room and virtually via Zoom at 1:30 p.m. Thursday. The Colorado State Health Department has tweaked its COVID-19 exposure app to more quickly alert smartphone users they may have been exposed to the virus. The state originally relied on local public health departments to initiate the notifications after someone tested positive. But Sarah Thunberg, who helped develop the app, says cases were rising so rapidly it became overwhelming and only 40 alerts were going out each day.
In addition to automating the code distribution for exposure notification, those text messages will also include information about how to isolate, how to conduct their own contact notifications.
Thunberg says the changes allow the state to now send out thousands of alerts each day. She added about 3,400 people have used the system to anonymously inform others of possible exposure to the coronavirus. And the Montezuma County Public Health Department continues to report record infections with 249 active cases. 34 new infections were reported Wednesday. Dolores County Public Health announced two more infections Wednesday, bringing the county to a total of 7 cases, 3 of which are active. This is KSJD News.